Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, I recorded, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
The Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And if you want to listen to the show, because we're going to have some very interesting, we're going to have a very, 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 very interesting guest. One of our very interesting guests is a young lady by the name of Sarah Stevens, and she's going to be running for governor. She's running for governor. She wants to knock Gavin Newsom right out of his seat, and she wants to get in that seat, and she wants to do some things that she feels that he's not doing. There's a lot of people running for that seat right now. Matter of fact, Larry Elder, who went to Crenshaw High School, of course, we went to Dorsey. I went to Dorsey, so I'm a Dorsey Don, but that was our rival, Crenshaw High School, and we were all great athletes in track and football and basketball and music, and we had the best band, they had the best band, we were crosstown rivalries. But Larry Elder's running for that seat, and some other people are running for that seat. And there's going to be a debate coming up, and who knows? Maybe I might be moderating that debate. Who knows? Want to say send a shout-out to my good friend, Andre Ray. Andre Ray, you are the man. And Andre Ray used to, you know, sing with a wonderful, definite group. And we'll hopefully we'll get him on the line, and we'll let him tell you what he still does to this day. He's a great musician, a great keyboard player, a great music writer, great producer. However, without further ado, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to tell your friends how to listen to this very important interview today where we talk about civil rights issues, tell them to dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Tell them if they want to talk to the host or anyone on the show to just press 1. We will take some questions after we do our interview with Mrs. Sarah Stevens, who will be on our show this extreme very morning. Let's see. Okay, it seems like we might have lost her. Let's get her back. But first of all, before we do that, let's get Clarence M. Allen in the studio with us. Good morning. Good morning, Brother Clarence. How are you this morning? Brother Clarence, how are you?
What's going on, Pastor Eddie? What's going on to all my co-hosts, the co-producer, especially to our guests and all our wonderful listeners throughout the nation? Once again, you have tuned in to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk radio show. Pastor Eddie, thank you for having me once again, man. You know I love you. I love everybody in and out of this show. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Brother Clarence M. Allen. And also, too, let's get my daughter in the studio, Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana. Welcome to the show. How are you on this wonderful Monday morning, Talana? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dad, and good morning to Clarence and to Professor Reigns, and shout-out to Cousin D and Brandy. And I also want to say shout-out to Tom Vera, sending you our love and condolences. We love you much, and you are still with us on the show. I pray everybody has a happy Monday, and God bless. Love you, Daddy.
Condolences? What happened, Tawana? What happened?
There,
Talana.
I'll share the text. Yes, hold on, Daddy. I'm going to share the text with you now.
Okay, so everybody out there, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Let's. I want to do something big. I want to ask you guys a question this morning. If you had to have some work done on your house, Clarence, Talana, would you allow the workers to come in with COVID-19 and the Delta variant going on? Or would you cancel the work and wait till another day? I'm going to go to Clarence M. Allen with that first. Clarence, did you hear my question?
Absolutely, Pastor Eddie. Great question. Very important question in these day and times when we see most people are not taking this disease, this agent, this virus not so seriously. We have people that may not believe that this is real, and people are dying. People are getting sick all over the place. Now, if you were to come to my home and to do some work, you would most likely have to show a recent test that you were COVID-free, or you would have to show your card because
Amen.
We cannot see this virus, Pastor Eddie, and we just can't take for granted and say, oh, you don't look like you have it, or you might have it or you might not. So we have to deal with the facts. We have to deal with the science because there are some mad scientists that put this virus out here, and I don't see nobody prosecuting them.
Excellent point. And that is the question right now, you guys. And I'm just asking, you know, if you have to get some work done on your home or your apartment or whatever, how do you know if the worker has COVID-19 or not? So do you cancel the work? Are you going to have to start having a test kit at home to test the employee or test the contractors that are coming out to do work on your home? Or how will you deal with that? Because as of today, you guys, if you don't have the COVID-19 shot and you or whatever, or you haven't had the virus or whatever, you have to prove before you can get on a plane. You have to prove before you can go into certain restaurants now. Now restaurants are starting to refuse customers if they haven't taken the COVID-19 test or they haven't taken the COVID-19 shot. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. People have taken Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer, and they're still dying from COVID-19. People have taken the shot. They've taken the shots, and they're still dying from COVID-19. If you want to get into the show to speak about this wonderful topic, this important topic, this civil rights topic, because people are dying from COVID-19 and the Delta variant, and it's attacking people on an all-time high. So the number to the show is 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064. And then if you want to listen online, you want to go online on your laptop, your cell phone, or your computer, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, I just got a message from our special guest. On the search, you type Eddie Jones Jr. underscore productions with an S. Eddie Jones Jr. underscore productions with an S. Now, I don't know why, but a lot of people are calling into the show right now, and they're telling me that they can't get in. Everybody should be able to get in. Let's see. Okay, let's get Linda in the studio with us. Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning? Linda, how are you feeling all the way from Oregon? Hi, Linda.
Hi. Well, I'm on the upswing. I'm feeling better.
I'm so glad to hear that. Our very special guest today is going to run up. She's running for governor. Her name is Sarah. Linda.
You're coming in very choppily.
Okay.
Your speech is very choppy right now. I don't know why that is.
Okay. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, I can.
You can hear me better now, Linda?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Okay. So here's the question. If you have to get some work done on your home or your apartment with COVID-19 and the Delta variant going on, do you allow the contractors to come in and do the work that they need to do, whether it's paint, fix the wood, or whatever? Do you let them come in, or do they have to show that they've had their COVID-19 tests? And they have to have their card. And actually, wait a minute. People are making fake cards now. They're already doing it. People are making fake COVID-19 cards as we speak. You can get them in downtown Los Angeles for either 25, 30, 40, or 50 bucks. So what do you do, Linda, if you need some contractors to work on your place? Do you let them in or do you not let them in?
Yeah, I would let them in.
You would let them in. Even with the COVID-19 and the Delta variant going on, you still let them in?
Yes, I'd still let them in.
Okay. Okay, that was your opinion. That's okay. Tawana Jones, take the floor. COVID-19 going on. People are dying. So far, 3,600,000 people have died from COVID-19 and the Delta variant. And people have taken the three shots, the Pfizer shot, the Moderna shot, and the Johnson & Johnson shot, and people are still dying and getting COVID-19, even though they took the shot. Do you let the workers in or you don't let the workers in? Tawana.
I'm blessed to have a carpenter as a mother, so I don't have to worry about that. If I have a problem, I can actually, I would not let the worker in. No. I am still, my guard is still up when it comes to receiving the vaccine. I do understand about the testing and getting the card, but I still do not approve of the vaccine, Moderna, Pfizer, or any of the vaccines per se. But as I said, Daddy, my answer, I would call on my mom and I would do it myself.
Well, now, you know, thank you very much, Tawana. Look, listen to me carefully, everybody out there. this variant, I don't know where it came from, but it's more powerful than the other COVID-19 that they've had. And which means that if they have to up, if this one's more powerful, that means they have to up the medication, which now they've created a booster, and the booster isn't still, people are still dying. Okay? So whatever this germ is that man has created, man has outdone himself because he can't find the cure for it. I mean, believe it or not, there's a cure for cancer. Dr. Sabi proved that he could heal people from cancer. However, Dr. Sabi died inside of a jail in another country, which was a premeditated conspiracy, which we won't get into that on the show. I had Dr. Sabi's son on our show to explain how he could cure diabetes and cancer and heart disease. Now, this was done by a man, Dr. Sabi. You can look him up. But there is no cure for COVID-19 except for Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the only one who had a vaccine, which was not any of the three vaccines that they're talking about right now. Whatever he had was different because, remember, he said he recovered in 2 days. He was in the hospital in critical condition, and then he healed in himself in less than 72 hours from a vaccine that only he could probably get. And it was so bad because when he... Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yes, he felt like Superman after he'd taken that shot.
Yes, he did say he felt like Superman. And it was really embarrassing to all the people who had lost husbands, wives, nieces, nephews, daughters. I mean, people went to the hospital and left their loved ones and never seen them again. And they were piled up in trucks. They were in Ziploc black bags. Bodies were everywhere. They didn't even have enough room for all the bodies. But the president, Donald Trump, came on and told everybody he was feeling like Superman after he took whatever shot they gave him. He never said the name of it. I don't remember him. Clarence, did he ever say the name of what he received? I don't remember him saying that.
I can't recall, Pastor Eddie. And to my recollection, I don't think they mentioned what he had taken.
I don't think they mentioned what he had either, but whatever it was just like when Magic Johnson had AIDS. Magic Johnson went out of the country, and he went and got some other medicine that wasn't approved in America. And when he came back, he didn't have HIV or AIDS anymore. After taking the medication that he received from someone out the country, and it wasn't in America. But I'm quite sure it cost a lot of money, so I'm quite sure whatever the president had cost a lot of money too. So the Delta variant has a really terrible effect on children. I know we touched on this last week, but lots and lots of kids are in the hospital right now, and a lot of the parents cannot go see their kids. It's just the opposite of what happened last year. Last year, all the adults and elderly people were in the hospital from COVID-19 and dying by themselves. And now all the kids are getting it. And they're making it mandatory for teachers. They're making it mandatory for county workers and state and federal workers to take the shot and or be tested every, I don't know if it's every week or every other day, or I don't know how they're going to do it. This has become mandatory in the United States of America. I don't know. To me, and I'm just speaking for myself, it feels like a civil rights violation. All the people that work at Tyson Chicken Company walked off the job because they're making it mandatory for the Tyson Chicken workers to take the shot, and a lot of them don't want to take the shot. So they walked off the job. They're boycotting. They're fighting for their rights. A lot of other companies are against taking the shots, and because they say that the shot is not healing COVID-19. It puts the infection inside of your body, which is supposed to make you, I guess, immune to it, just like the polio shot or any other shot, but it lays dormant in your body, and it can activate. So I don't know if the human body, I don't know, it does something to your DNA, it does something to your antibodies, it does something to your human body. We don't know what it is, we can't figure it out, scientists do know. And they will not tell you. And we said this last week and the week before, and I told you guys this a year ago, I said, watch and see, you're going to have a COVID-19 card. A year ago, I said that. I said, mark my word, the government is going to call martial law over the United States and make it mandatory for everybody to take that shot. You know, like the insurance company commercial goes, do you have so-and-so insurance? And they go, no. Well, I can't take that ride. Okay? I can't take that ride. I'm not taking the shot. You're going to have to, you know, I'll be the last one to take it, okay? Because whatever it is, it's not helping, it's not curing, it's not saving, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. So I don't want to put something inside of my anatomy that the CDC does not put their name on it and the FDA does not put their name on it. It's called for emergency use only. And they're saying that because of the pandemic that it's an emergency situation, that way it makes it to be used as an emergency thing. Yes, I see you on the line there, Sarah Stevens. We're going to get you on in just a few minutes. Matter of fact, let's welcome our guests on to the show. Without further ado, everybody, I mean, good morning, Sarah. How are you? Welcome to the show. How's everything going?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes. I just wanted to second everything that you're saying.
Oh, really? Oh, well, before you do that, we're going to give you the floor, the entire floor. Everybody say good morning to Sarah Stevens, who's running for governor, Governor Newsom's seat. Let's say good morning to her, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Sarah Stevens. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Sarah, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on this morning. Before I go any further, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself and before you answer the question about the COVID-19 and the Delta variant.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them about yourself, tell them what party you're with and why you're, you know, just go right ahead. Take the floor. Sarah Stevens.
Yes. So my name is Sarah Stevens, and I'm running as a Republican on the ballot. And the ballots have actually already come out in San Diego County, L.A. County, Ventura County. If anyone hasn't got their ballot, they should be getting them within the next couple of days. And so I am a Christian conservative. I actually grew up in a, you know, pretty liberal Democrat household, which, you know, there's nothing necessarily, quote, unquote, wrong with that. But when I became older and I became a Christian, God just started doing so many things in my life, and I just realized.
Go right ahead.
We're listening. Over my life.
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up there. Can you say that again, Sarah? Sarah, you were breaking up. Can you say that again?
Yes. Oh, I was saying that, you know, I was born and raised in San Diego from a pretty liberal Democrat family. And I was going to say there's nothing, quote unquote, wrong with that. But it was just that when I became a Christian and God started moving in my life, I just, having a more of a limited government, being pro-life, fighting for babies' lives, and there were certain just, I just knew that I had to stick by. And I'm going to say the Republican Party is perfect. I mean, I think that.
Now, let me ask you a question. Sarah, are you on a cell phone? And if you are you on speaker or are you just on regular phone?
No, I'm just on regular.
Okay. Cause
yeah, or I am on a cell phone.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. I don't know why, but we're can you guys hear her okay, everybody? Can you hear Sarah okay?
Well, off and on.
Right.
She's clear when you hear her, and then it's choppy.
Yeah. So, Sarah, if you don't mind sharing that again, please go right ahead. Take the floor.
Yes. So I was sharing about the fact that I was basically raised in a pretty liberal Democrat family, and I was saying that there's not necessarily anything, quote-unquote, wrong with that. But when I became a Christian and things started, I started looking more at the morals and the values of being, for example, pro-life and, you know, fighting for babies' lives and having less government control over us and having more freedom and certain things like that. And All I know is that my husband and I are pastors, God, with all of our heart. We love people. We've committed our lives to helping set other people free because Christ has set us free, and all we want to do is help set other people free. And so when everything happened this last year in 2020, just like you said, Pastor, that it was like this is now a civil rights issue, because the very first Sunday when they closed the churches down and the elementary school that we used to have our church at was closed, so we couldn't physically meet at the elementary school for church. And so we had to find a place to meet with everyone, and we met at a big restaurant with a meeting hall that we could fit like 75, 200 people in. And I remember that first Sunday, my husband stood up in front of everyone and said, I believe that this is an attack on our First Amendment right, and this is time for us to stand up for our rights, because this isn't necessarily about, this is about silencing the church, silencing the body of Christ, because we have the voice in this world. God has given us truth. He's given us wisdom. He's given us everything that we need to fight for what's right in this world. And the enemy knows that, and that's why he wanted to silence immediately, and we were put on the not essential list.
Wow.
So, can you still hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, we can still hear you. Yes, we can.
And my husband and I, you know, he served over 13 years with the United States Air Force. He was in Iraq in 2008 when the war was really bad. And he also served with San Diego Police Department. And we have five children, Joshua, Liberty, Justice, Glory, and Honor. And so we named our children these names because we're 100% about God and the Bible, and then we're also 100% about patriotism and loyalty and sacrifice for our country. And so my husband and I knew when all of these attacks started happening all across not just California but the United States that we knew we had to stand up because our children's future was at jeopardy. And we want our children, and hopefully at some point we'll have grandchildren later, but we're hoping that they will be able to have the same life that we were able to live. Because the great thing about America, and I think even more incredible than that, the great thing about California is we're a melting pot of the world. We have so many incredible people here from places all over, like India and Africa. Some of my best friends are from Mexico and Colombia. And we have so many incredible, beautiful people here that are willing to work hard and live the American dream. And that's what separates America from the rest of the world. It's like, I can't go to China and become Chinese. I can't go to Mexico and become Mexican. I can come to America and become an American and have the freedom to work hard and live the life of their dreams and have that protection. And so that's what we're committed to, is ensuring that America stays America, one nation under God, and fighting for what's right. And so one of my role models is Billy Graham. I know he passed away some years back, and he was this big revivalist and traveled the nation, traveled the world, bringing people to Christ. And I've always, since I got saved at a crusade, I absolutely love revivals. I love crusades. That's what I've done for most of my Christian walk, is held huge revivals. But Billy Graham, before he passed away, he said something that I think is so fitting for the time in which we live. And what he said was, right before he passed away, he said, you know, does America have the spiritual and moral capability to lead the world to freedom? And he said, we're lacking in spiritual power. And I believe with all of my heart that we can bring back God to California. We can bring back God to America. And sometimes God has to shake things up so that we can realize that, you know, maybe we didn't have our priorities right, or, you know, sometimes we take things for granted and we don't always understand or know why things happen in the world. Why, you know, why does this whole COVID-19 thing have to be going on? Why does this? Why does that? Sometimes it's not meant for us to know. sometimes it's just meant for us to trust God that he has that bigger plan and that he just wants us to be overcomers, to hold on to his word, hold on to his truth, because his love never changes. His word never changes. This world will always change. It will always let us down. It will always fail us. People will let us down. They will fail us, but God will never do that. And so we are 100% committed, but the thing that we really want, and I'm just speaking from my heart here, the thing that we really want is we want to bring heaven to earth. We want to bring God's kingdom in the political arena. We want to bring God to California. And I don't think it's in God's heart right now to see all these homeless people out on the street. I don't think it's in God's heart to see, you know, all these people sick. I don't think it's in God's heart, you know, for people losing their jobs and being at home depressed. I believe that it's in God's heart for California to turn around. And this is the golden state. And so our whole theme is make California gold again, because I believe that with God, just like how the streets of heaven are paved with gold, I believe that God could literally turn California into gold again. We could have prosperity like we've never had it before. We could have, you know, blessing. We could have all these homeless off the street and, you know, some of them maybe in rehabs and some of them just, you know, in temporary housing until they can get a job. And, you know, people need to have life and freedom spoken over them. Last year in 2020, there was a curse that was spoken over the people. Right? Gavin Newsom told everyone that if they didn't have a certain job that they were, quote unquote, not essential. And that's a curse because guess what? Everyone is essential. God made us in his image. And our job is to reconcile people back to God and to bring people to freedom in every area of their life.
And that brings me to a question for you, Sarah. Now, Sarah, you're running for governor of the state of California. Larry Elder is also running, but wait a minute. Before we go any further, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Our special guest today is a young lady that's running for governor of the state of California, and her name is Sarah Stevens. But before we go any further, I want to make a phone call. I want to see if I can get Annette Jackson on the phone here. We normally do phone calls on the show. Hold on, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Let's see if we can get Annette Jackson in the studio with us. Let's see. Okay. Now, there's a little noise in the background, a little fondling around. If you don't mind, please silence your phone or mute your phone out if you're doing something there, please. We're trying to dial a number here. Let's see. Okay. So we're dialing the number, but I don't see. Okay. We'll try that number back in just a little bit. So here's what I wanted to say to you. Oh, wait, did we lose? We still have you, right, Sarah?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, loud and clear. Okay. For some reason, we're not being able to get all of our numbers in, and I don't understand why. We've been having some technical difficulties. Try the number again, 646-787-8064, for those who are trying to call in right now, 646-787-8064. If you want to listen to the show online, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ productions with an S, and you can see the pictures. Hello? Okay. All right. All right. Linda, are you there? Okay.
Yes, I am.
Linda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Linda, how are you? Okay, good, good. Wonderful. So here's the deal. Sarah, you're running for the seat of governor for the state of California. You just said some important things. What would you do about the current situation with COVID-19 in the state of California? And it's killing a lot of people. What would you do? Would you enforce? Now, how do contractors go into people's homes and apartments and places like that, and you don't know if they have COVID-19 or not, or the Delta variant or not? How does that affect? I mean, as you sitting in the seat as the governor, how would you deal with that?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So the first thing I would do is, how do we deal with COVID-19 itself? Because there are so many people getting sick from it, and some people, unfortunately, because they're not being treated the right way, it can be lethal. I know people that their family members got sick, and instead of taking certain things, they went straight to the hospital, and then they got put on a ventilator. And if people don't know, but as soon as someone with COVID-19, for the most part, gets put on a ventilator, now it spreads from one lung to the other lung, and that person's looking at only a couple of days to live. So what we need to do is heal the whole COVID-19 virus, and this is possible. And so what I would do is make it available to people, anyone that is sick, you know, at a low cost where it's actually financially people can get it. There are different medicines that people can take, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. There are so many medications that actually can heal people within a matter of days. And if you would like to find out any more information about this, or if anyone thinks that they might have COVID, please, they can go on, there's a website, you could Google it, the Frontline Doctors, and they could prescribe it. And I have so many friends that got really sick with COVID-19, and they took ivermectin, and within 5 days they were better. So I want everyone to know that, you know, if they do get COVID-19, it is not a death sentence. If it is a death sentence, if we do not treat it the right way. But if it's treated the right way, then people can literally be healed within a short amount of time.
Now,
so,
I want to.
Yeah.
Sarah, hold on 1 second, Sarah. Don't mean to interrupt you so abruptly, but I want to share something with you guys really quick. There was a young lady. Hold on here. There's a young lady. They're having her funeral this morning. She was a LAPD traffic officer. I actually knew her, and I want to send a shout out to her and her family. Her name was Becky. And I'm not going to say her last name, but I'm going to say my heart goes out to Becky, who lost the battle to COVID-19. She worked out of the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Shopping Plaza Mall, where the police, she was a police LAPD traffic officer, and she lost her battle with COVID, and her funeral was today. And I just wish her heaven gates and eternal life in heaven. And the reality of this disease is, and this is what we're talking about this morning, along with running for the seat of governor, because running for governor is one thing, and then getting in the seat and doing the work is a whole another thing. And that's why I was asking you, how would you attack COVID-19 and the Delta variant, and why won't the CDC? The CDC is not telling California that their name is on any of the vaccines. And the FDA's name is not on any of the vaccines. They're saying that it's for emergency use only, and that's what they've been saying. So nobody can sue the CDC or the FDA for their malfunctioning of whatever the shot is doing. I just read an article on a young man who went to go take the shot. He went in and took the shot and had a heart attack and died from taking the vaccine.
Yeah.
People are having allergic reactions from the vaccine. People are having the shakes from the vaccines. People are losing their vision from the vaccine. It's affecting human beings in a different way because nobody wears the same size shoe. So this vaccine is attacking human beings because what it is they're putting the vaccine inside of your body and it lays dormant inside. So what do we do with this vaccine that is killing people?
Right. Well, what would I do? Day one as governor, I would ban all mandatory vaccine passports, all mandatory vaccines, because I believe that each and every one of us we have a head on our shoulders. We don't need the government to tell us what to do. We need God to tell us what to do. So if someone wants to get the vaccine, that should be up to them. No one should have to lose their job because they don't want to get a vaccine. So I am going to make sure that, and the same thing with the mask wearing, if people want to wear a mask, then they can. But I don't think people need to be forced to wear a mask or get the vaccine, because it should be up to the individual. I think more important than anything else we need to do is get the truth out about COVID-19, the truth out about the Delta variant. We need to get all of this information out to people and how they can be healed of this.
Sarah, what is the truth about COVID-19? What is the truth? What is the government not telling us about the Delta variant A and Delta variant B and the COVID-19? It's actually SARS-1 and SARS-2, and it's out of control.
Right.
What is the government not telling us?
Okay, so many people don't know this, but after if you go back in history and you look at all of these diseases, or you look at all of these things that have plagued us, like SARS, Ebola, H1N1, you know, a lot of these different, there's so many more. Well, guess what? They're all man-made, and not only are they man-made, they all have a patent on them. Well,
yes, they do.
We're basically facing the exact same situation right now. Does anyone know what the vaccine is made out of? Fetal tissue. It is literally made out of dead baby body parts. Okay. So
yes.
And who owns?
Sarah, hold. Sarah, let me share this.
Yeah.
Not only does it have dead fetal body parts, it also has an ingredient called Lucifer. And it also has antibodies that can stick to your antibodies inside of your body to change your DNA inside your body. Go right ahead,
yes.
Sarah. I just had to share that.
I agree. And so we have to really look at it. Why are they pushing this, and why are they pushing it so hard, so fast, and why are they pushing this all across the world right now? They're not just pushing it in California or the United States. This is something they're pushing worldwide. I have friends in Australia right now, and they're showing me the videos that they're putting out on social media and on the TV, and it's basically painting the picture to everyone that if they do not get the vaccine, they will die of COVID, and the hospitals will hold people's hand as they take their last breath because COVID will kill them. So they're putting so much fear into people. And the truth is, before all of this, COVID and all of these things, anyone that would wear a mask, who were the people that were wearing masks? Bank robbers, right? It was actually illegal to wear a mask. Okay, if you went into a bank and you were wearing a mask, they would ask you to take it off because they thought you were a bank robber. Now they're making it, literally they're flipping culture upside down. They're controlling us. They're taking over piece by piece, step by step. They're brainwashing. This is an attack, like you said, with civil rights. This is an attack on our First Amendment rights, our constitutional rights. Now, beyond that, this is a violation of the international law, if we want to even go farther. International violation with the Nuremberg Code, saying that no one should ever be forced to take a medical vaccine or something against their will. And that is exactly what they're trying to do. And they're keeping all of the truth from everyone. And I personally already have 5 friends that I know that have died of the vaccine. One girl who's the exact same age as me, 38 years old, absolutely perfect health. She took the very first vaccine, and 24 hours later, she was dead. She went into cardiac arrest, and her brother and one of our really good friends made a video about her life, and it literally showed the time that she got the vaccine and then her death certificate 24 hours later with perfect health. But I could tell like I said, I have
–
yeah.
Sarah, that is some amazing information right there, because, Sarah, I've been telling people that the vaccine is killing people, and the news will not show you the numbers of how many people are dying. When they say fake news, they won't put it on the news how many people are dying from taking the vaccines. They did say that the vaccine was causing people to have heart problems and blood clots, but that's all they said.
Yeah.
They will not give – the numbers are getting higher and higher of how many people are dying that have taken the vaccine. And they're not telling – whenever you have to convince a person and say, look, we'll give you tickets to a football game, we'll give you $300, you can get in a $500,000 raffle if you take the shot. That's going to make me not want to take the shot even more, because why are you forcing – you want to give me something free to take the shot? They're giving out marijuana for people to take the shot.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's when the vaccine first came out, they were bribing people so hard. One of my babysitters, which it's very unfortunate because she's younger, and you know sometimes younger people they're not as educated because they just watch something on social media and they don't take the time to research or do anything like that. And you know, because DoorDash was offering like $25 gift certificate, she just did it, you know. And so people were literally taking the vaccine for $25. If people were getting the vaccine and going live on Facebook or Instagram, I believe they were receiving $500 checks. Then they turned it into almost like a business where if you went to go get the vaccine and you wanted to bring three, you could bring three people, and I think they'd give you per person. So they literally turned this into a job for some people to go get other people off, get them vaccinated. They would get paid for that. And then even the governor himself told people that if they go out and get the vaccine, that their name would be put in a lottery to win $1.5 million. So I'm like, how is it that our governor can play the lottery with people's lives? So this is all unbelievable. Not only is it unbelievable, in my opinion, this is a crime against humanity, because unfortunately there's so many people out there, you know, like my parents, like I love them to death, and they, you know, they got the vaccine because they watch the news 24/7, and all the news tells everybody is that all these millions of people are dying of COVID, and if they don't get the vaccine, they're going to die from COVID. So my parents that are in their late 60s, both got the vaccine. And now I have to prep my children for the fact that, you know, there's a possibility that in a couple of years they may not, you know, make it, which I don't want to speak that over them. I'm speaking life and freedom and healing. I'm asking Jesus to do the miraculous, but it's not okay. And how I know that all this stuff is a lie and a scam is because of what happened to me firsthand also. And because when the whole COVID thing hit, my little baby, who he's 2 years old now, but at that point he was like just a year or something, and he had a really bad hernia, and he was going to have to go in for surgery. And so anyways, they said because of COVID, they had to push it off. They were not doing any surgeries unless it was like life and death. And so they pushed my son's surgery off for like almost 8 months. His situation got worse and worse and worse. And finally I told the doctors, I said, if my baby dies because you would not give him the surgery, somebody is going to have to pay for this. All of you doctors will pay for this. And so because they listen to me, because I'm, like, fighting for my baby, right, I got into Rady's Children's Hospital, and I will never forget it. The day that I took him for his surgery, you know, he had to, like, not eat anything that day. Like, it was a really big deal, you know. You have a baby going under the knife, right, and you know, it's always scary when a little baby is going for surgery. And so the day that I go into the hospital, Rady's Children's Hospital, a huge hospital in San Diego, that I've been there like 10 times at least, if not more. I have 5 kids, right? So stuff happens to them. And I went into the hospital, and they're making you wear the mask and everything, and I'm looking, and there's nobody in the hospital. Nobody. I've been going to that hospital for 10 years, and it's been filled. And I'm like, well, excuse me, but where's all the millions of people dying of COVID? Where's the hospital filled? I don't understand. And they said, oh, well, no, this is how it always is. And I just couldn't imagine that my son's surgery was pushed off for 6 or 8 months in an empty hospital, and he could have died because of this lie that keeps being portrayed and this lie that keeps being fueled. So that's when I just had to take it a step further. I'm like, Not on my watch. No more people are going to die on my watch. I'm telling everybody, if they get sick with COVID-19, you need to get immediately on the frontline doctor's website, get the ivermectin, get the hydroxychloroquine. You will be healed within 5 days or less. We can do this on our own. We can do this with God. And even Facebook came out, I think it was like 2 months ago, and basically repented and said that they were sorry to the people of, I don't know if it was the United States or the people of California, that they were in error, that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin should have been prescribed for the people with COVID-19. So So even Facebook a couple months ago just came out with that. So now they're retracting because they're realizing they're the ones responsible for the deaths of all these people. All of these people didn't have to die of COVID, but it's because of the way they treated them. And it immediately, I have friends that started finding out about the truth about COVID. And when they got sick with COVID, they said, I will do whatever I can to stay out of the hospital to make sure I'm not on a ventilator. So people were literally, if they were sick, they were standing over their stove and breathing in, you know, the hot air from the boiling water to clear their lungs. They're laying outside for 6 hours in the sun, getting the vitamin D that they need. And I know that this can be healed. And the same thing goes with the Delta variant, the same, you know, they're just trying to scare the people and keep everybody locked up in their homes, which just leads to death and depression and discouragement. So that's why we have to come full throttle with the truth of exposing it. And if anyone wants to, you know, if they have extra time and they want to research some of these doctors, one of my dear good friends, her name is Dr. Judy Mikovich. She has a book out about this. If you guys want to research my friend, his name is Clay Clark, and he's partnered up with General Flynn, and they're doing these it's called like Reawaken America.
Sarah, you can
watch it online. Yeah.
Sarah, one second. Hold that thought. You've been giving out some good information. Wait, we have a caller in the 917 area code. Caller in the 917 area code, good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hotep, calling from East Coast America. And I could hold with my comment, or I could give it now, whatever you and your guests prefer.
Yes, yes. Please tell us your name. I didn't hear your name, sir.
H-O-T-E-P, Hotep.
Hotep. Okay, Brother Hotep, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on. Everybody, please say good morning to Hotep. Everybody say good morning to Hotep.
Good morning, Hotep.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hotep.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hotep, our special guest today, Hotep, is Sarah Stevens, who is a Republican running for the state of California for the governor's seat. Governor Newsom, who is there's also other people running for a seat too. A lot of people running for a seat, and including Caitlyn Jenner, is running for a seat. And Clarence, name some of the other people that are running for his seat right now. Sarah, go right ahead.
Yes. Yeah. There's Daniel Mercury. There's Kevin Faulkner, the former mayor of San Diego. Kevin Kiley, who fought Newsom in court and won, Larry Elder. There's a girl in Northern California, Jenny Ray. And, yeah, there's about 40, Diego Martinez. There's 46 candidates on the ballot. There's about 8 Democrats, about 8 or 9 Republicans, and the rest are independents or no party preference. So there's a lot of people running.
Thank you so much. Now, Hotep, please take the floor. We're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about running for the governor's seat. We're talking about the Delta variant. What's on your heart, Hotep? Go right ahead.
Yeah, I come from a very extremely liberal, non-religious circle due to trauma and abuse. And I am very close to the Republican conservative side when it comes to COVID, because when looking at who owns the patents, for-profit big pharmaceuticals that our government tends to give free rein, and me as a darker Homo sapien human African American, knowing the history of, well, I don't know all the history, let me correct, knowing some of the history of what has happened to dark people and Native Indians, my group in particular reserves the right to be pretty suspicious of the same institutions and organizations that give us a lot of our problems, claiming to have the cure. But this is not new. Historically, even in the case of some wars, some of the very powerful groups, they'll claim to have the cure to the war, but they're the ones making money off it. If big pharmaceuticals couldn't patent their products, they would have a different business model, and many of them wouldn't be in pharmaceuticals. Medicine should be about healing, and even the Hippocratic Oath is not about healing the patient. It's about showing reverence to whoever your medical teacher was. So medical institutions I have very little faith in because of personal experiences and seeing autism and seeing people in my community mistreated. In fact, one just died 2 days ago. Went in with a problem and in 15 minutes was dead. I'm very leery of this, and it is a clinical trial. Why are we being forced to participate in a clinical trial, not by law, but by policy? So companies are being pressured. Hey, pressure people to get the shot. Online, hey, if you didn't get the shot, we're going to bully you. It's almost like the Salem witch trials around the world. And
Brother Hotep, when we think about the historical Tuskegee experiment, when we think about Planned Motherhood, who injected lots of African-American women with a injection that caused them their babies to be stillborn and for them to miscarriage and all kinds of stuff, are you referring to the acts of the government that they have done on human beings with the Tuskegee experiment and the Planned Parenthood and other things of that sort? Is that what you're referring
yes.
to, sir?
Yes, both to the government entities and the for-profit private entities that have not only experimented on darker humans in this nation, but even on poorer whites, because typically the ones that suffer are the ones without the socioeconomic means to travel to get treatments in Cuba or other regions or to get the best holistic advice on the side while they're pimping the big pharmaceuticals. So, yes, both groups.
Excellent. Well said. I'd like to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, what do you think about what you just heard from Brother Hotep?
Oh, what Brother Hotep is referring to may be over a lot of people's heads, because when we look at the medical history and where it was separated from where it originated, it was all created for business. And so, like he said, with the respect, with the reverence of where medicine came for healing, now it has become a business. It is causing people lives. It is causing people health. And so I appreciate Brother Hotep. I appreciate Sarah for them both speaking their truth to the knowledge that we need to know to combat these vaccines, these illnesses, the diseases. These pharmaceutical companies have been immune to being sued by people, because in 1986, Ronald Reagan signed an executive order where you can't sue these pharmaceuticals anymore. So now that they're immune from being sued, and when you look at the 300 organization where you have the richest people and richest companies, where they have come together to plan their business's success in regards of the population. We look at that the patent from the Pierre Bright Institute and many other institutions that have tested these vaccines and these diseases so they can profit.
Interesting, very interesting. I want to go back to you, Sarah. You heard Hotep speak clearly, very transparently. He made a good analogy of what's taking place right now. What do you say about that, Sarah? You're running for the governor's seat of the state of California. You want Governor Newsom out of his seat. What do you think about what you just heard from Hotep?
I agree with him 100%. I believe that we are looking at right now probably the greatest civil rights issue that we've ever had in American history. And I'm even to the point where calling it, this could be a modern day Holocaust. And what did Hitler do when he went after the Jews, right? The first two things
yes.
before he started killing everyone is he totally – the two things that he did is, one, he infiltrated the youth, and two, he defunded the police. So is that not the same agenda that we had this last year? They've infiltrated our youth with the sexual indoctrination of telling them that at 4 and 5 years old, there's 15 different genders. That's what they're pushing right now. They're pushing critical race theory. They're trying to bring division and racism in our nation. And so they're doing that. And then simultaneously, they're trying to defund the police. They're trying to take out any kind of law and order and bring anarchy and chaos. But then what are they doing for actual individuals? What they're doing is releasing this whole virus, or sorry, not the virus. They're releasing this vaccine, telling everyone that this is the vaccine that is going to save someone, when in actuality, it's doing the absolute opposite. And so, and what are some of the side effects that we've seen already with the vaccine? It makes women infertile. I already have friends that, unfortunately, they're nurses in San Diego, that their bosses were telling them that they really needed to go get the vaccine. They did not want to get the vaccine. So one of my friends, she already has a two-year-old child, and then she was 3 months pregnant, got the vaccine, lost the baby the next month. Okay, so what we know is it makes women infertile. It you can lose a baby if you get it while you're pregnant, and it's causing, I have lots and lots of friends that are nurses, and they're telling me that the hospitals are filled. It's not filled with COVID-19 patients. It's filled with people that got the vaccine, and they're all suffering from, blood clots, heart attacks, their heart's going into cardiac arrest. It's really, really sad. And most of the people that my friends are saying, these nurses, are saying the people that are getting hit the worst are people in their 30s and their 40s. So people with perfect health conditions are walking in with strokes. Yes.
I don't mean to interrupt you. You're giving good information. Let's not forget who owns the patent on the vaccines. Let's look at Bill Gates. And Bill Gates stated to the world that he wanted to depopulate the world. His grandfather and great-grandfather wanted to depopulate the world. And, he's doing it in time. They're depopulating the world as we speak, by any means necessary, and there is no emotions about what they're doing at all. They are, and now they're turning people against each other. Well, I have the shot. You don't have the shot. You can't get in the store because you don't have the shot. You can't get in the you can't eat at this restaurant because you don't have the shot. It's turning people against each other, and people are already fighting. They're not putting on the news how many people are fighting each other, how many people are killing each other and stabbing and shooting each other over who has the vaccine and who doesn't have the vaccine. So another priority. So can you talk a little bit about that, about people that are actually at each other's throat because they have the vaccine and the other person doesn't have the vaccine?
Well, this is basically creating the great divide. It's putting people against each other, and that's what they want us to do, is to just fight each other and combust from the inside, right? Because were we doing any of this before COVID-19? Were we... You know, were people fighting in the street? You know, were they? No, none of this stuff was happening. So, like you said, what is Soros and Bill Gates? What is their whole goal? If anyone, I wish I'll find the link and I'll make sure to get it to you guys. But there's a link. It's a video about Soros, and he said their whole goal is to depopulate the world, and their goal is to basically kill 97% of the population. So that is their goal, and they're using this.
Hold that thought, Sarah. You're on Eddie Jones Radio, talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio talk show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We're on a very interesting subject matter with a very interesting candidate that is running for the seat of governor as we speak right now, and her name is Sarah Stevens, and she did come to the church yesterday. And she was at our pastor's appreciation for his birthday yesterday, and she spoke eloquently and elegantly, and she did say she would be on the show this morning, and here she is. I want to go back, Sarah, hold that thought. I want to go back to Hotep.
Okay.
Hotep, you are an interesting individual who I can tell has done their homework very well. What is the future for human beings, not only in the United States, but around the world, as far as the vaccine and the variant and SARS 1 and 2 is concerned?
I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to state that critical race theory is simply the opportunity to analyze the brutality that has been leveled on black, brown people in America by our Anglo family. And the removal of it is a direct contradiction to caring about the vaccine, because if we care about what's happening to humans with the vaccine, we should care about teaching the truth about Native Indians and black people and not just whitewashing it. We talk about the Civil War. We talk about World War I, World War II, what Hitler did to Germans. But suddenly when it comes to black people, our experience is so painful to some white people that they don't want it spoken about. Regarding the vaccine, if this is passed, it's almost the end of humanity, because then we could be injected at any point with something that we don't agree to, going counter to our civil rights, our human rights, our common sense, and basically be, in my opinion, experimented on. I do think that there is a COVID-19 issue in the world, but the death rate, the kill rate, is between 1% and 2.5%. The kill rate, if you're not treated for rabies, is 100%. I think malaria is much higher. So why are we not so concerned about that? Because there's not as much money in it. Thanks.
Wow. I want to – wow. Linda, thank you so much. Hotep, don't go anywhere, Hotep. We need to – people need to hear this. I have people listening to the show all over the world right now. I want to thank my listeners in Canada, Yugoslavia, Germany, Russia, China, Japan, Ethiopia, the Sudan, Egypt. People are listening to the show from all over the world. Germany, as I stated to you. People are listening all over the United States, New York, Chicago, Detroit, Arkansas, Texas, Colorado, Oregon. Speaking of Oregon, Linda, take the floor, Linda. What do you think about what Hotep just said, Linda, in your own words? You've been on the planet Earth for quite a while. And so in your own words, Linda, what do you think? What did you just hear?
Well, I just believe that I heard the truth, you know, unvarnished. Hotep is very eloquent, and he's very learned. He's very intelligent. And I would not disbelieve anything he has to say.
Amen, amen, amen. I agree with that. I want to go to Tawana Jones. Tawana Jones, you just heard Hotep speak with transparency and clarity on the effects that the virus is doing to the world, promoted by man, of course. What do you think, Tawana? What do you think about what Hotep said? Tawana, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I'm very limited.
Go right ahead, Tawana. What do you think about what he said?
Can you hear me, Dad?
Yes, we can. Go right ahead.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. But we can't hear you now. So I want to ask you, what do you think about what Hotep said about the virus and how it's killing people and how the government is a part of this whole infiltration of human life with the vaccines and with the COVID-19? What do you think about that, Tawana?
I agree 1,000,000%. I also want to extend the comment and say I feel that the government has been downsizing America with the COVID virus. And it's sad to say, but yes, they're basically killing people in excessive numbers that, like, there's no control. First, it was free, completely free to get the vaccine. And as you said earlier, Dad, about, you know, how they've been, like, throwing out lotteries and giving away gifts and gift certificates and gift cards just because they want you to be vaccinated with this vaccine, which nobody has any real recollection of. So I agree 1,000,000%. And I also disagree, though, when it comes to making it mandatory for us to take a vaccine that could possibly.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tawana. Now, I want to go back to Hotep and Sarah. Stand by. I'm coming back to you in just a moment, Sarah. Hotep.
Okay.
Hotep, I want to ask you a question. This premeditated conspiracy to remove human life off the planet Earth, what do you think the reason is for depopulating the world? Or what do you think their theory is for doing that, Bill Gates and whoever the other powers that be are with him? Could you answer that question, Hotep?
Yeah, thanks for the chance to give some feedback. I think there are different cabals. There's the House of Windsor, which is the Queen's family. There's a Chinese powerful cabal. There's a Russian cabal. There's a cabal in the Middle East. There's the Saudi Arabian cabal, which is a second group in the Middle East that has a lot of power. And then, of course, in America, there are new money cabals, the ones that own Facebook, the new money. Then there's the old money. So they all are working, but not necessarily from what I have gathered, because I've had the good chance to speak to some folks in some secret societies. They haven't told me, you know, like most of you, we know some people in these organizations. So it's not as though we can put one sentence and say this is what they're doing, because they all have their own patents and they all have their own assassins and they all have their own secret agents. But I do think that overall the objective is to lower the population count. Because hungry people are dangerous people, and most of the world is going toward automation, artificial intelligence, AI, self-driving cars. There'll be so few jobs for people that the ones that have no jobs would either have to have social services and government provide for them, or the church or a friend, or they'll go on the streets and do some, you know, in many cases, illicit things. So I think they're lowering the population. They're also going to, from what I think from some basic research, they don't give us all the answers. They're going to continue to pit black against white and Christian against Muslim and Muslim against atheist and this and that, when we all have certain rights to have our belief systems, but we should come together for the planet, meaning less pollution, less vaccines. By the way, that term anti-vax is not me. Most of us are not anti-vax. We are anti-experimental vax. We know about polio. We know, you know, about the diseases that were eradicated, but they give us a label, anti-vax, as though we're retarded and we don't think that, you know, some vaccines have helped. So, yeah, they're trying to wipe out a lot of humans, but not everybody. They'll keep some of us as the worker bees to make sure that the robots are working. And to keep us distracted, they'll continue with that person has another flag, or that person has another accent, or that person, you know, may have two girlfriends, when or hip-hop. Oh, it's mumble rap. These are minor issues compared to the vaccine issue and the pollution issue and the global warming, which is another thing. It's almost as though we're out of control, have no control of the planet. Sorry for taking so long.
Wow. Can we give a hand for Hotep? Just to, you know, can we give him a hand? Give him a hand. Wow.
Thank you. You're too nice to me. I got to move in with y'all.
No, Hotep. I wrote your number down, Hotep. I hope you don't mind if I keep your number, because I want to talk to you outside of the show. I want to invite you back on the show to just hear your theories and what you've analyzed and evaluated out of the beginning of COVID-19 all the way up until now with COVID-19. And believe it or not, this is the most important subject matter in the world right now, because it's affecting the entire world, every nationality, every nook and cranny of every country around the world is being affected by COVID-19 and the Delta variant. And I still, Sarah, I want to come back to you, Sarah. Now, where is the Delta located at in the United States, Sarah?
I'm so sorry. Sorry, I'm like, there's some background noise. I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time again?
Okay, is there any background noise now? I mean, like, do we need to have someone mute off their phone? Is that the kind of noise you hear?
No, it was somewhere where I'm at right now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
ask you a question.
Say that again?
Where is the Delta located in the United States? The Delta area. Isn't that
in
the
California?
South? Well, when they say the Delta, do they mean like the Florida, like in the South?
Yeah, when they're referring to the Delta, or sorry, are you
right,
referring
yeah.
to the Delta or the Delta variant?
No, not the Delta variant, but I'm talking about the way that they receive the name to give it the name. Right, the actual Delta. Where is it located at in the United States of America?
Yeah, from the South.
Right. Now, what parts of the South is considered the Delta?
I'm gonna let me get back to you on that. All the different states.
Okay. We know that there's different states in the Delta that's in the South, and so that makes me like wow. Why would they pick the word Delta, which is in the South,
right.
which has a lot of, which Hotep said very clearly, you have a lot of African Americans. You have a lot of some people that are uneducated on certain subject matters and topics. And, of course, I'm not being racist or prejudiced, but then you have four whites, too. And when you use the Delta, to me, it refers to a certain group of people. And I'm just going to go back to Hotep and ask him, what do you think about what I just said, Hotep?
Okay.
Yes, I agree. Very often, linguistics is a tool of war. So unknowing listeners or readers hear terms and words and names of hurricanes, et cetera, not realizing that their subconscious, like Sigmund Freud and Carl explained, is being programmed. So when we react to another person just because they come from a certain region, very often people just want to, you know, castigate us on YouTube as opposed to, well, why is this person being so irrational just because we said a word or they see a person of a certain type, and the reason is programming. So, yeah, I agree with you that the use of words we have to be watch out for and not let them just call everything the names of programmers.
Wow. Now, Sarah, you're running for the seat of governor. What's his name? Sarah, are you busy?
No, I can hear you.
Okay. We're so glad to have you on this morning, Sarah. Now,
and I wanted
do
to
you
respond
have to go?
To
because...
that too. No. I
oh,
wanted
go
to
right
respond
ahead.
That. And I wanted to share with you guys that this is going to blow your mind because of how absolutely unfortunate this is. But I don't know if you guys have heard, but last week at the L.A. County Board of Supervisors meeting, L.A. County Board of Supervisors meeting, I'm so sorry, at the L.A. County Board of Supervisors meeting, they actually said that they're going to start vaccinating minority and black children without the parents' consent.
Yes, and that's against the law. That is a violation of your human rights, your constitutional rights, your civil rights. It's a violation to take a child and vaccinate them without the parents' consent is not acceptable. And the underground resistance started a long time ago, and I want to share this with you listeners. Like I tell people, I told people 2 years ago that something was going to come out. Bill Gates talked about this. A half a decade ago, I was trying to tell people, and they were laughing. They were like, yeah, right, yeah, sure, okay, whatever. Now people are calling me up going, man, Ed, how did you know that? I said, I've been working in the civil rights arena for 35 years. I analyze and evaluate and study things such as this nature so I can try to educate the people so they can be ready. But if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. But there's a new cup of coffee being brewed every second. So we have to get ready because this is going down. Now, I want to share something else that's very important. They have space colonies that are already up there that have already started. Because
sorry, they
the
have
rich
what?
And famous space colonies. And I'm going to go to Hotep about this in just a second. They have space colonies. They're getting ready to Elon Musk is already starting work in space. They're going to have work in space, and then they're going to evacuate the planet Earth, and the only thing that will be down here the resistance is beginning to start now. It's an organization not called the resistance, but the resistance will be the underground people who will be fighting against the government for these inappropriate things that they're doing to the human beings, such as giving children vaccines without their parents' permission. Now, I don't know what that noise is in the background, but if you don't mind muting out your phone so we can hear this interview nice and clear, that'd be really helpful to us. I just really quick, hold that thought, Sarah. Hotep, there are space colonies up there. They're racing to get to space. You know the companies that are Galactic Air, Galactic whatever, and, of course, Elon Musk and a few other people, Basil, they're all racing to start work in space and then get all the rich people out of here and put them up in the air, up in space and orbiting hotels and whatever. Hotep, what is your theory on that?
I think that the planet itself is almost destroyed, and I think that in projections, people with powerful computers, much better than mine, that know but you all, but they anticipate plans sometimes 30, 40 years in advance. And I think that because most of them are psychopaths, they're not normal in their brain, the amygdala is damaged, they are not thinking morally or ethically. Just like a person that goes out and kills, 40 people, there's no emotion involved. So when we look at most of our leaders in many organizations and nations, they're abnormal humans in their thinking. So I would not doubt that there's the possibility of other plans occurring in space because they're not transparent with us, the voters. I mean, they have so many secrets when we should be kept abreast, other than, maybe how to protect the president in the White House. Okay, keep that private. But so much else is kept from us that I put nothing beyond their imagination, insane imagination.
Thank you, Hotep. Here's what I want you all to know. So the reason why they're going to move a lot of things into space is because, as was stated earlier, AI, artificial intelligence, number two, disease on the planet Earth will be outrageous because there's something inside of that vaccine that can be activated. I know it doesn't sound, I know right now it doesn't make sense, but it will make sense. Something in those shots can connect to your DNA, can connect to your protein inside of your body, and it can be controlled by frequencies, high sound waves that you can't even hear. Now, I know it sounds ridiculous right now, but the zombie theory is really coming to pass, okay? And they know that there's a reason why they want everybody in the world to be vaccinated. There's some sort of control out of this. I can't figure it out yet. I still have to do more research to find out. But when I get the answer, it's going to be live on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, which brings me back to Sarah. But before we go back to you, Sarah, hold that thought. Clarence M. Allen, you wanted to take the floor and share an observation. Go right ahead, Clarence. Take the floor.
Yes. First, Pastor Eddie, every week you're knocking the ball out of the park with grand slam home runs, with the guests, with the topics that you bring. And so I wanted to interject a little bit, and I'll just ride behind Brother Hotep because here's a guy with a wealth of knowledge, and he brings it real simple. He brings it real easy where anyone who listens have the ability to understand where he's coming from. And so when we look at this thing of medicine, this thing of science and this thing of programming, it's all within the planning. This is nothing new. We have people and organizations who have been planning these things for decades, for years, and so now with this COVID thing, this is its time. It's its time to showcase itself in front of the curtain of the world, to take all of the attention and the oxygen out of all our thoughts in all of our activities, even when we speak, we have to bring it up at some point of the day. So when we look at the programming, and then when we look at, let's make the population ignorant to medicine. Well, how do they do that? They do that with by capturing our mind. You know, when we look at these commercials on TV or even if you on your electronic device, we will see a pharmaceutical company come with a new medicine or something. Well, we have discovered this. We have discovered that when actually they haven't discovered anything at all when we look at the medical history, because all the healing is already here holistically. And so when we drive the people away from what they knew and give them a new education, and it's the education that they program us to see, to hear, and to believe in, all we know is what they produce. So when we look at this Pastor Eddie and all of these elements and things that is coming at us, we're just bombarded with what they say. And so we buy into these things, and we as a population as a whole knows nothing but what they say. And so here we go with the chaos and all of these theories, the destruction, and in the end, it's all supposed to be for the good. But we all know that as a host. One of the greatest movies, and let me finish with this. One of the greatest movies that I like all time is The Wizard of Oz. Here's a guy that had the lion, the tin man, Dorothy, and the rest believing that he had something that they needed to make them whole. And in the end of the movie, you have this little guy comes out from all this thunder, this light, and these curtains, and he had swindled them out of all of their wealth just to jump in a balloon and sail away. And who was he? He was a banker from Kansas. So this is what we're facing now, Pastor Eddie.
Well, interesting, very interesting subject. Very interesting information on the subject matter is what I meant to say. Now, we're going to go back to Sarah because I'm sure that Sarah has some things that she has to do. Sarah, are you there? Are you still with us, Sarah?
Yes, I'm still here.
Now, Sarah, first of all, I want to thank you for coming to the show today. Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I mean, I'm sure running for governor is not an easy job. You have to show yourself approved and go out there and campaign and talk to different people and go to different communities, and I'm quite sure you've been doing just that. I want you to give us two closing areas. I want you to close out on what you feel are the final remarks about the COVID-19 and the variant and how the government
what is the first question?
The first question is the government is forcing people to take the shot. As governor of the state of California, what would you do to stop the government from forcing Californians to take this shot?
Right. Yeah, so the first thing that I would do is day one in office, I would basically ban all vaccine passports and all mandatory COVID vaccines. I would ban that day one. That in order for someone to be able to go into a restaurant or a school or anything, any government facility, if they're a worker, if they're just someone coming to attend somewhere, anywhere, I would say that it is not required to show a vaccine passport or a vaccine card in order for entry. So I would lift that day one.
Now, Sarah, I don't know if you remember, Sarah, but back in the 50s and 60s, when the county of Los Angeles or the county of whatever state it was, in order for you to be able to get money from the county as a single woman, you could not have a man in the house. And if they caught you with a man in the house, they would cut your money off. So now you have the county and the state and the federal government saying that they're going to make these kids take the shots, whether their parents are with them or not. That's the same thing that they were doing years ago. What would you do to stop them from, I mean, here's the innocent kid, 5 years old. They don't know what they're getting put inside of their body. How do you, and the parents have no rights to say anything. What would you do to stop that as the governor?
Oh, I would come down hard on the school districts. And, yeah, there's no way that if that was my child going to school and someone comes up and gives them a vaccine without my permission, that is such a violation on my child's rights. Because now, especially if that's a girl or, and that means that she can't have children later in life, there is no way, shape, or form that would be going down on my watch. I would go after anyone that is making that mandatory.
Well,
and those
what if
people,
it was coming from
those people that
what if it was
yeah like
what if it was coming from the White House?
Well, this is the cool thing though about governor, right? This is the cool thing about we have state rights, and then we have our constitutional rights. And so
right. How
did Governor Newsom get away with doing all of this stuff? Because there's, like, certain state rights. He was violating a lot of our state rights, though. I'm not going to lie. He was. But through mandates, making them sound like they're laws when they weren't laws. So he was just confusing, brainwashing the people, scaring them. But the cool thing is that as governor, I don't have total reign over California, but I will have a lot of power, and I'm going to use that power to give the power back to the people. So, and what are the people screaming for right now? They're screaming for freedom. There are nurses all across the state of California doing these huge rallies, some with 500 to 1,000 nurses, saying they don't want to get the vaccine. You know, if medical professionals are saying that they don't want to get it, 53% of all medical doctors are saying they do not want to get the vaccine. So I don't think that should be forced on anyone, whether it's a child, an adult, anyone. And so that's why I'm listing that day one. I can do an executive order with that. I can. So that is my goal. That
Sarah,
is my intention, and that is what I will do.
Now, Sarah,
yes. You know,
I appreciate you, and I don't want you to go yet because I have another
person
that's going to be calling in a couple of minutes, and I think they want to share a few words with you. And her name is Annette Jackson. And she ran for the in Congress in the state of Georgia last year.
Okay.
She should be calling in any minute. And then I have a lot of people that are listening to the show from all over the United States right now that are texting me, saying all kinds of things. They appreciate you. But they also want to hear from Hotep one more time. Hotep, they're forcing the kids. They're going to force the kids to take the vaccines without the parents' permission. If that's not a takeover, I don't know what a takeover is. Because if you can control the child, then now you definitely have control of the parents. Hotep, take the floor. What do you think about this hideous thing that they're going to do to kids without parents' permission?
Well, it is definitely illegal. The problem is national laws are being trumped, if I could use that phrase, by propaganda. The solution may be human rights law. See, because each nation has a flag and has laws, we fall under those laws, those constitutions, whatever, the civil rights, we have to go to those courts. But if we were to look and transcend that and look at the human rights level, we could then approach the United Nations and other international organizations, not approach it as me, Hotep, a black man with a family and I'm straight, but you, XYZ, a non-straight, white, lesbian person, you, a Muslim who is single, just got out of jail or has your PhD, you understand? In other words, if we don't put some of our differences aside and put a moratorium, for example, the KKK could call in, and me personally, I would say, hey, listen, I don't agree with what you do in many ways regarding black people, but are you together with us on this vaccine or on global pollution? If we don't do that, what's going to happen is if I give a presentation and say, I don't like white people because they messed up black people, you're going to lose that audience. So we all have
to.
I think if we want to save the planet and not have the vaccine and also not have the pollution, we have to say, you know what, I don't like the Klan, but they want to stop pollution. I don't, you know, otherwise we're going to lose because the other side has the unity, they have the weapons, and they have the clout. And so I'm begging you all, let's come together and save ourselves from the psychopaths. Thank you.
Excellent point. Now, Sarah, don't go anywhere. We're about to start another segment of our show. Now, Sarah, what do you want to tell people that you want to vote for you? If you would have to use 20 seconds to convince them that you are the right person, what would you say? Please take the floor, Sarah Stevens, our special guest who's running for governor. By the way, what's his name? Larry Elder. Give us your opinion on Larry Elder running for the governor's seat. What do you think he brings to it?
I think Larry Elder is absolutely incredible. I think that, you know, him having his own radio show and being such a figure, an incredible figure in the African American community, I think he has so much to contribute. I think he's amazing. But, you know, my thing is that I feel like that separates me from all the other candidates is the fact that last year when everything happened, I was the only candidate that was fighting the whole last year for children, for churches to be open, and for businesses to be open. So if you look at all 46 candidates, I'm the only one that was fighting against all of this all last year. And we had proven success at County Board of Supervisors meetings, getting hundreds of thousands of dollars of lawsuits off of people's records, getting cease and desist off of records, restraining orders off, like, you know. And so, just from what I know about Larry Elder, he's just absolutely amazing. You know, but there's just a couple things that, you know, for me, we're kind of like, people had asked me, Sarah, if there's someone more qualified, if there's someone more this, more of that, would you step down? And I said, absolutely. I would step down in a heartbeat because I'm not in running for governor for myself. I'm in this for freedom for all. I'm in this for we the people. And so there were two people that I was like considering, you know, stepping down for, and that was Larry Elder and Kevin Kiley, because of them being fighters. But then when I found out that they both got the vaccine, that Kevin Kiley took Big Pharma money, that, that Larry Elder said that the 2020 election wasn't stolen. And then he said on CNN last week that he was a Democrat. And then he's like, I mean, I'm a Republican. You know, there were just so many different things. And I said, you know what, at the end of the day, each and every one of us have to make our own decisions in life. And all I know is I'm not at that point right now where I can lay my head on my pillow at night knowing that any one of these other candidates is going to go all out to fight for me and my family and my children. All I know is that I love God with all my heart. I will do whatever it takes to fight for God, whatever it takes to fight for people. And that is my commitment. And I have years and years and years of proven success with that. I have years. I have hundreds of people that I could give you their names and their phone numbers right now of people that were homeless on the street, and we helped get them off the street. We helped break them, you know, free of addiction. We've helped so many marriages. We've counseled so many families. Like, we've helped so many people come out of the mafia. We've helped heal so many women from prostitution and human trafficking. And, you know, so I'm one of those, like, real-life people with, like, real-life experience knowing how to heal a real-life problem. So...
Sarah, you're on fire, Sarah. You're on fire. I have Annette Jackson. Welcome to the show, Annette Jackson. How are you today, Annette?
I am perfect.
Wonderful, Annette. Wonderful. Hotep, Sarah, and everybody on the show, please, including Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, please say hello to Annette Jackson. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Annette.
Morning, Annette. Welcome back to the show.
You know what? Thank
now,
you
Annette,
so much. Thank you so
Annette,
much.
Annette, you ran for office. Really quick, Annette. We don't have a lot of time, but go right ahead. I wanted to get you on earlier, but we have you here now. tell us, you ran for office and you ran as a Republican, and go right ahead.
Well, you know what, for U.S. Senate, and really, I'm not here for that. I'm just so excited that, you know, you got candidates in the race. You have Sarah and you have Larry Elder running for California. I mean, like, this is so amazing. I mean, it is so amazing. I mean, I'm in California right now, and the fervor of California, of what it could be, because I grew up in Los Angeles, California, and I went to Fairfax High School. Come on, people, let's get it in. Let's change the governorship. This is all I have to say. And as far as me, you have said it, I'm running again in 2022.
Right. Now, Annette, we've been talking about COVID-19. We have Hotep on. He is a very intellectual, intelligent brother who has really given us some very pertinent information. Isn't that right, Sarah?
Yes. Oh, he's so incredible.
Yes.
Well,
he's so
beautiful.
And so we've been talking about now they're going to force the shots on the kids without the parents' permission, and it's really important. And I asked Sarah, as running for the seat of governor, what would she do to stop that? And she just answered the question a while ago. Hotep, I want you to I don't want you to hang up, Hotep, but I would like for you to chime in on your final remarks about COVID-19, the Delta variant. Go ahead, Hotep. Take the floor. What's our future with this?
Thank you. I'll be very brief because you have a lot of people and less limited time. At one point, this wasn't even on my radar. I thought sexism, racism, hunger, war, you know, the usual suspects. And out of nowhere, COVID-19. And this and global warming for me and some of my circle have become number one, even though we have some other issues that were our number ones. If we don't come together and disregard certain, well, I'm not going to support someone because they're a certain party or skin color or they don't go to my place of worship, we're in trouble. Humanity may be done, and I don't want to sound pessimistic because I have children, but we have to really work together and solve the big pharma and the global warming that is destroying us. And thank you so much for all your time, and let's do this.
And
yes,
you know what,
Pastor,
I really have to say, he did a magic word. He said that we have to stop big pharma. That is so very significantly important because this COVID-19 Delta variant, it's a money grab, and we do have to stop it. And let me tell you, parents do not have to give their kids that vaccine because it's really gene therapy. It's really not a vaccine. It's mRNA to change your natural, born, God-given DNA. And let me tell you, you got constitutional rights, okay? You have constitutional rights. No, nobody's sticking a gun to your head and saying that you do this. No, the government is not supposed to do that. That's tyranny. That's communism. No, and we denounce communism. We denounce tyranny. We denounce dictatorship. That's why we are the United States of America. People, stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Wow.
Stand up. And I'll tell you this. People want to talk about the vaccine status, right? No. Everything wraps around your immune status. Fortify your immune system.
Wow, interesting. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. What an exciting, amazing show we've had for you today. And the show is not over. The best is yet to come. We're going to go into our regular segment of the show in just a few seconds. Sarah, if you still have time, we would like for you to stay with us and give us your closing remarks. Sarah, do you still have a little time left?
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
It's so good to have well, today we have Annette Jackson, who has ran and will run again in 2022. And then we have Sarah, who's running for governor of the state of California. We've talked about Larry Elder. I've been on his show, and he's been on my show, and I'm going to try to get him on again before. When is the voting taking place? Because I know the ballots are going out real soon. When does it take place, Sarah?
Yeah, so September 14th is the day that either people have to have their ballots mailed in by or go in person.
Okay. I also want to send a shout-out to Andre. I want to send a shout out to Andre Ray, who helped to assist in getting Sarah on the show. Now we have a few minutes to go, and we have a lot to do. So So there's a segment of our show. We have several segments on our show. One of them is called Words of Wisdom. Talana, are you with us? Talana, are you there? Talana,
yes,
are you
I
with
am
us?
That.
Can you please give us words of wisdom? Words of Wisdom by Talana Jones. Take the floor, please. Take the floor.
Well, good morning, everyone, again, and welcome to Words of Wisdom. Oh, no. Dad, I actually have a call coming in. Can I
okay, take the
pause
take the call
for my segment, and I'll come back to it?
Okay, yes. We'll go to mental health and you. We'll go to mental health and you, and that's a segment of our show with Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Hello, Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. How are you today?
I'm fine, Pastor Eddie. How are you? Happy Monday.
Doing wonderful. Happy Monday to you. Please take the floor and give us mental health and you.
Amen. Thank you so much. And to the honored co-host, Pastor Eddie, and to all that's present, the guests, the listeners, God bless you. Happy Monday. This is Mental Health and You. And today I want to come to you with the dangers of sleep deprivation. A lot of times we don't think about the importance of, you know, sleep and the benefits of a good night's sleep and rest. And this article was just amazing. The Psychology and You article talks about the dangers of sleep deprivation. And the first one is impaired judgment. If, you know, sleep deprivation impacts your visual working memory, okay? And it also affects emotional intelligence, behavior, ability to manage stress. Another danger of sleep deprivation is weight gain. You know, it affects the hormones involved in regulating the appetite, okay? It could raise your blood pressure, which is really, really serious. So poor sleep can raise blood pressure and in the long term is associated with an increased risk of diseases, you know, such as a coronary heart disease and stroke. So we have to remember to keep our blood pressure regulated. And also, sleep deprivation can increase accidents. So it's estimated that 100,000 road accidents each year in the United States result from driver fatigue. And over a third of drivers that have accidents have admitted to falling asleep at the wheel. Okay? Now, sleep deprivation not only affects the physical, but it also affects the mental. Mood disorders. There are a lot of mental health problems are linked, believe it or not, to sleep disorder. A sleep deprivation can play havoc with parts of the brain, right? Mimicking the symptoms of depression, anxiety, and mania. And then lastly, sleep deprivation can lead to hallucinations, which is a part of psychosis. And it can lead to temporary psychosis or symptoms that resemble paranoid schizophrenia. So this is an excellent article, Psychology in You. I love my little nephew. He gave me this as a gift, a 3-year subscription to Psychology in You and Psychology for Today. And so check out the articles. They're really cool. So just remember that sleep deprivation not only affects the physical, but it can also affect the mental. And remember that mental health matters. And it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Very much, Dr.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you so much. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We so appreciate you, Doctor. Thank you so much. Mental health and you, because it's taboo topics when it comes to mental health. A lot of people don't like to talk about it, but it's a reality. And everyone knows somebody who has a mental disability, whether it's paranoid schizophrenia, bipolar syndrome, or something. So we talk about it on our show every single Monday. We have different subject matters pertaining. But at this time, we have a poem, some poetry from Linda. Linda, are you still with us? Linda, are you there?
I'm still there. And I would like to just say something before the poem. The reason that I would allow a workman to come in my place is because I think without exception, all the workmen that come to this little apartment complex are Mexican. And I know that the Mexican people are very much into natural health, and I doubt that they are taking the COVID vaccine like we are. So I would trust them more than somebody that is not from their culture. Okay.
Well, you know, Linda, that was the subject matter earlier. Would you allow a contractor or worker to come into your house? Because now the restaurants are able to turn you away. If you don't have your COVID card or you don't want to take the COVID test, which is a fast test, then they have the right to say, we don't want you to eat at our restaurant. Pretty soon it will be groceries, and it's going to go to a whole nother level. The government is all in control of this entire movement. So well said, point duly noted. But go right ahead. Give us some poetry.
Okay, this is called Whenever. Whenever I will act in haste, thinking there is no time to waste, I could leave a bitter taste. It could leave a bitter taste with more, when more than time is wasted. I don't expect a sudden fall. That isn't in my plan at all. When meaning to do good, as I always should, but haste and waste can follow me if I just neglect to be earnestly in prayer before I go out anywhere. Lord, keep me safe each time I go by foot or car, because I know an enemy will wait for me. Don't let him have the victory.
Ooh.
Wow. Very
Amen.
Much. Let's give a big hand.
Go.
Thank you, Linda.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Powerful, Linda. Thank you. Without further ado, Talana, are you available or are you still not available, Talana? For words of wisdom.
I'm here and available.
Well, without further ado, Talana, take the floor. Please give us words of wisdom.
Thank you again, Dad. So I apologize for my abrupt interruption. I had to take a quick phone call, you guys. So today's words of wisdom reads, I always give affirmation because I believe affirmation is positivity, and it will also help all of us to maintain and keep in this negative experience and journey we're going through as far as the pandemic is concerned. So I pray you enjoy. And this is just a small prayer. One second, Dad.
Okay. Time is of the essence.
Well, I have to actually walk away. So, yes, I'm still with you and still
okay.
here. I just have to go back.
It's okay. All right, go right ahead, Twana. We got all the listeners that are listening to you.
Okay. It reads, kindness. God has the power to open the doors that no drama has behind them. Open one small positive thought in the morning can change your entire day. Sometimes the smallest step in the right direction can be the biggest step of your life. And I also want to close with saying this. Being the change that you want to see in the world brings happiness, love, honor, integrity, and loyalty. And most of all, harmonious love. Life is only 10% of what happens to me and 90% of how we react to life. So I just feel that we've been reacting to this pandemic because we don't understand it. We don't know exactly what to do as far as having a resolve or resolution or a solution to the problem. So I pray that those words were encouraging for you all. I love you much, and I pray everyone has a wonderful week. And I do have one question, Dad, and maybe you can pose this question to the panel. But I ask, this is in my prayer, I ask God, how do I maintain positivity in a world of negativity?
Okay, we're going to get to that. Thank you for
you
words
God.
Of wisdom. Let's give a big hand for one. And words of wisdom. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was my daughter. Okay. Now, without further ado, we're going to go right to We're going to go right to Sarah because Sarah has to go. Sarah's running for the seat of the governor. If you want to reach out to her, she can give you her email address or her phone number. That'll be completely up to her. Sarah, take the floor and give us your closing remarks. Go right ahead. And then we're going to go to Clarence with his book, Regulate the Manual. Go right ahead, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor, for this incredible opportunity. I'm so excited that I got to talk to each and every one of you guys today. I love to build friendships and relationships with all of you, and let's make California gold again. let's bring Christ to this world. Let's bring heaven to earth. So I just wanted to say, if anyone wants to, you know, be a part of our movement, we would love for you to be a part in any way, shape, or form. We have a prayer team, a social media team, a canvassing team. Please, you can go on our website, www.makecaliforniagoldagain.com, and then I'll give everyone my number. It's 626-513-6631. That's 626-513-6631. And if anyone also, if they weren't able to get it and want to talk to Pastor Eddie, you can give that out to everyone for me. And I just want everyone to know that the top
and
three things
email,
that I'm fighting for.
Email.
Yes.
Your
yes.
Email
my email
too,
is really, yeah, my email is super easy. It's Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at makecaliforniagoldagain.com. So Sarah at makecaliforniagoldagain.com. And I just wanted everyone to know that I believe with all my heart that the top three things that God put on my heart for us to fight for is, number one, a prosperous, thriving economy, two, to reform our education system, and number three, to get the homeless off the street. So I know we have about 100 major issues in California, but if we could just start there and then get our civil rights back, get our human rights back, get our freedom back, get the vaccine thing taken off, get the mask, taken off, all of this stuff, we will be able to walk in freedom, walk in power, and I would just love for you guys to be a part of this movement, and let's make history. Let's elect the first woman governor of California. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I love you guys. I'm going to be praying for you, and I just wanted to share, as a beautiful woman just spoke and saying, how can we stay positive in a positive in this world? And I just, a verse came to me immediately that says that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So I just want to encourage everyone, if you have Christ in your life today, you've already overcome this world. You're already victorious. You're already going to heaven. So this power, we can't let it have any, this world, we can't let it have any power over our lives. So let's walk in that freedom, walk in that grace, walk for heaven, and let's bring the change.
Well, thank you so much. Let's give a big hand for Sarah Stevens. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi. Sarah. I love you.
Yeah. We love you too, and I'll be in contact with you. Go right ahead, Annette. Really quick, go ahead, Annette. Annette, go right ahead.
I just want to tell everybody, I'm here in Sacramento, California, for a statewide peer conference. And when we talk about mental health and really stabilizing communication all throughout the world, but really particularly in California, know that go up to the peer statewide conference and you can see it online. This is very important. And we're in Sacramento today for the peer conference.
Okay. How can we see that online, Annette? Because I know you're in Sacramento right now.
Go to peer statewide conference, and everything will be online.
Statewide conference, and
Gavin Newsom just signed where peer specialists and advocates can now get paid because they weren't even recognized in California. So this is a big step for people getting help in California.
Really wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Annette, because you always bring us the news right there live. And we're going over the time a little bit today because we have so much on our agenda, but that's okay. This is wonderful. Without further ado, we're going to go to Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual. Regulate the Manual. Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor and regulate the manual.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. I just want to bring in those who are behind the curtain
your show has been built on them, and those who are behind these curtains are the world gangsters. So this is for all the inhabitants on the surface of the earth, inside the earth, and above the earth. Does that mean we must not accept guests and all customers of ages? If you are a true gangster, the answer is no. All guests and customers listen. Right now is the time to go deep into your socks, pockets, purses, wallets, and all the rest of your stash box. Check your last stash and the one that you have forgotten about. This is your last stand. It is not nice to keep the gangsters waiting all night long. It is a time to pay your dues. Gangsters, you all have some dues to pay that you also must pay. How else do you expect to keep the gangster's card hard? Make sure that your gangster card has been upgraded with the proper G status and all of the latest updates. In case you have not found your gangster card by now, I strongly suggest that you leave the forest at this time. Could there possibly be someone here who should have never been told the rule of the game is stated as follows? Silence is golden. Sometimes there will be some things that will change without a moment notice. There will come those times when nothing will be said or done about it. In that case, duct tape is silver. How about that? There goes another one to bite the dust. Everyone else, please continue to play the games and enjoy you. This is a brand new outdoor facility. Though the sun is shining and the skies are clear, there can be some natural power outages and kinks to straighten. The gangsters will always have businesses to conduct. This is just a part of the business. Business, business, and more business. There are more doors to open, man. The gangsters always have more fun when the action is cracking by Jackson. All the games are gaming. Watch them swing, watch them swing. Have you noticed that same tree and the same log? They have not moved a limb. Those two stooges have hung out here for some years. If you have been paying attention, we have passed by this place at least six times before. No way, man. So what are you saying? You may be lost in the forest, and you are going around and round in circles. No way, yes way, this way, that way. You're lost within your own forest, the forest of your own life. Then if you're not lost within the forest of your own life, then where are you? Everybody is out here in the forest. We have the feds, the locals, the states, informants, snitches, stool pigeons, dry snitches, hustlers, whistleblowers, players, hostesses, ladies, honest johns, double agents, crooks, swindlers, con artists, pickpockets, gamblers, straight-up squares, imposters, perpetrators of every trade, prostitutes, tricks, straight, gays, lesbians, sex fiends of all sorts, and all of those who are from the status quo. You're all inside of the forest of circles. It is like a jungle sometimes. Everyone has been going round and round playing the game. So no way are you lost. Maybe you just do not know where you're going. The games are open here. The games are open there. The games are open everywhere. Businesses is booming. Do not worry about being followed. Keep it gangster and regulate. These are some deliberate schemes to fulfill your dreams. None of these things are possible without the gangsters. Hear, hear. These and many more are just some of the good old games to the gangster schemes, tricks, and tactics for the business to function along with his normal daily operations. How many? Be truthful with yourself. How many of you that have been just taken for that ride? You all just have experienced the gangsters rolling within the forest of circle. I know that it was all worth your money. Continue into your pockets and fill up the bags. Show your love and be a happy guest and customer. This is Gangster. You can only find this read inside of the book Regulate the Manual at regulatethemanual.com. You know, Pastor Eddie, I want to thank you for allowing me to share this book. You know, it's always something in this book that can relate to whatever's happening in your life. God bless you. God keep you, because it is written, and you are in here.
Thank you so much. Let's give a big hand to Clarence Timmons. Wonderful. 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 Now, I want to go to we're going to have the commentary, Clarence M. Allen. Normally, we would have the commentary done by Professor Reams, but he is a professor at a university, and he had to go into a very important meeting. So he'll be on next week, but today we'll get our commentary from Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, I apologize. And we want to get some closing words from Hotep. But before we do that, I want to go to our caller in the 323-338 area code. How are you today? Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, God bless you. Can you hear me?
Pastor. Yes,
can
sir,
you hear
Pastor
me?
Wilson.
Yes.
How are you, Pastor Wilson?
I'm doing fine. God bless you. God bless you. I just want to commend you, Pastor Eddie Jones, and your co-host for what you have going on here with this international call. This is really awesome how you open the floor for people to be able to share their thoughts, their opinions, and all. This is really, really awesome. So I'm just thank you, and I am excited to have you a part of Good News Missionary Baptist Church as well. So I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. He's being modest. It's his birthday,
Pastor Jerry.
You guys. Happy birthday to Pastor Terry Wilson, you guys. Everybody say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Pastor Jerry. Have an amazing birthday celebration.
Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much.
First of all, we want to thank you for allowing Sarah Stevens, who was running for governor, to come over to the church. I want to send a shout-out to Brother Andre Ray, Elder Ray. And I send a shout out to everybody who participated in your celebration yesterday. Your birthday celebration yesterday was amazing. So we want to say thank you very much and happy birthday to you. And did you want to say anything else, Pastor?
No. I don't want to take any time. I know it's late in your show now. I just wanted to say hello and to commend you and your co-host for what's going on. But to God be the glory. That's all I wanted
to
say. Thank you.
So much. Thank
Amen.
You so much, Pastor. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there, Pastor. Don't go anywhere. I want to get some closing remarks from Hotep. Hotep, please take the floor. Are you still with us, Hotep?
Oh, yes, definitely. Thank you so much. Happy birthday to the pastor. Yeah. I'll send my email address for a slice of digital cake, if you don't mind. I have a colleague, Dr. Shaka Blocker, that we have some differences in some of our conclusions, but overall we're very similar. And we both have the feeling that, like I indicated earlier in the show, that the planet is really close to a wrap, a conclusion, and that this shot is a second challenge to humanity's safety because they're messing with our genome, the RNA ribonucleic acid, which has never been done. And those two are such a powerful thing, meaning one knocks out the humans, the other knocks out the planet with all the pollution, including us humans. So if we could all, on certain differences, work together. I reach out. I have some street people that are thugs that I interact with, talking like real thugs and geeks and across the board. And if we did that, then we could, I think, solve the problem because the psychopaths are not very intelligent. They just have brute force. They don't have the intellectual capacity of probably an amoeba, but they have the powerful weapons and they have most of our major media. So let's work together, y'all. Come on now. We can do this. Thank you so much for your time. Peace and love. Hotep Kenyatta. Love you all and thank you.
We love you too, Brother Hotep. Thank you so much, man. Now, Hotep, I'd like to get you back next week. Can we get you exclusively next week to talk about global warming? Because that's a very interesting topic.
Definitely. I'd be honored to have the opportunity. So just let me know when you see my number, and I'll be there.
Yes, sir. Amen, amen. I'm going to call you after the show, Hotep. Now, without further ado, really quick, I want to go around and get closing remarks from everybody. Linda, give us your closing remarks, Linda.
Oh, I think it was a fantastic show. I mean, it's just, I am so thrilled about this lady that's trying to be governor of California. And, you know, I just, I'm in awe of everything she wants to do and everything that she said and OTEC and everything that's been presented today is just phenomenal. I mean, you know, it's opened up some things that nobody else has ever talked about before. You know, so
I'm
impressed.
Wow, Talana, are you still with us, Talana? Talana, are you there? Okay, maybe we lost Talana. Okay, is there Dr. Rita Adams-Jones, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you.
Please,
I just
take
want
your
to
time
say that
and
I've
give us your closing remarks.
Okay, great. So I've enjoyed this show. I always enjoy the co-host and the guests, and, you know, I wish you all well and the young lady that's running for governor, God bless you. I wish you well, and thank you for all the great information. We all need to continue to look to Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. God bless you.
God bless you. And Dr. Rita, give them the information on how to listen to your show.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you so much, Pastor Eddie. Every Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Thursday, we're on the conference line, the Sound Mind One-Third Ministry conference line. And the dial-in number is area code 551, area code. The number is 258-6967. Sound Mind One-Third Ministry conference line, area code 551-258-6967. And I hope to meet you there because mental health matters and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Rita Adams-Jones. Clarence M. Allen, you're going to be doing the commentary, so we'll get our closing remarks from you throughout the commentary. Is there anyone else who would like to have some closing remarks? Annette, would you like to say anything in closing? Okay. Annette, are you still with us? Okay. So, all right. So I think that just about does it all. Well, without further ado, it is time for the commentary. Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor and give us the commentary.
Well, you know, Pastor Eddie, I appreciate you. Thank God Almighty for allowing me to sit in for Professor Reams. He has a pair of shoes that no man can fill but him. But once again, you know, Pastor Eddie, God has allowed you to bring the hot-button topic, you know. And the question was asked at the beginning of the show, would you allow a construction worker to come into your home with COVID, when COVID-19 is going on? And we had yeses, we had noes, and we had several different reasons why not we would allow someone to come in with or without COVID-19. So we talked about what's going on with this virus. We had our wonderful guest, Sarah Stevens, who's running for governor of the state of California. We had a very knowledgeable guy, Hotep, to call in and enlighten us with his knowledge, his wisdom, his easygoing way to express his wealth of information. And so we looked at the governor. She's out of San Diego. She's a Republican, Christian conservative, and she just wants us to have the opportunity to allow each and every individual to just share his freedom, not to be under the stresses, the constraints, the demands, and the direction of the government. especially with this COVID-19, the Delta strain. We're being forced in many cases and ways to do certain things that in ordinary life we wouldn't do. We talked about those who are behind the curtains who direct this world in which way it should go. You know, we're talking about the health of the planet, the health of humanity, and all of the diseases and you know, and illnesses that comes to us as a human being, and the illness and diseases that's haunting our planet. You know, with the climate change, we have fires, we have hurricanes, we have earthquakes, natural disasters of all over, wars and rumors of wars. So everything that we can possibly imagine and name is happening right before our very eyes. I mean, the planet is booming. This planet is jumping, and you name it, it is happening. And so we look to that higher power. We seek that higher power to intervene, to give us the strength and energy for us to live and move forward in our life. We look for that higher being, that higher power to come in and intercede and cure and fix these problems that lies before us every day. And every day, although there's nothing new, there's everything that is new that we have to face. You know, I love my co-host, Linda Goldie. My love, I call you the poetess, you know, with your poem, whatever. God has given Linda a natural ability to create short manuscripts of poetry that bring the light of life and the luster that we all need to just find the beauty and essence in us all. And he has given Talana Jones a particular talent. Every Monday she brings us these words of wisdom, and it's just amazing how Pastor Eddie has formatted this platform every Monday morning with such beautiful guests, beautiful co-hosts, a beautiful opportunity for us all. Our doctor, Aretha, you know, every time she come on, I lay back and I get my mental therapy. I get my mental health, you know, and she spoke about something that's very important to all of us, and that's proper sleep. And if we're deprived of it, the side effects that it can cause to each and every one of us who may not get enough sleep. Some people are perfect with 5 or 6 or less hours of sleep, but some people need that prescribed dosage of 8 and some even more hours to just move about their day in a well-being. So we talked about the critical race theory was mentioned. We talked about different courts, higher courts, United Nations, because of our human rights, our civil rights, and even our social rights are being violated each and every day. There's a new directive coming from some level of government. You know, I like to thank God because he has allowed me to create a manuscript and regulate the manual. I spent 5 years creating this, and each and every night I prayed before I put ink to paper, because I wanted to create something that can combat the difficulties, the doubts, the disparities, bring people out of the unknown into the known, because there's nothing new under this sun. And someone has the answer to every problem which
each and every one of us has to face. We just have to go out and seek that information, find that person. We had a unique caller in Ned Davis Jackson. You know, she has been with us for several weeks. We thank her for calling in and giving us the information here in Sacramento, the Peer Statewide Conference up in Sacramento, you know, and all of this is connected, Pastor Yeti. All of this is connected to our guests. All of this is connected to our co-hosts. All of this is especially connected to our listeners. And in everything we do, know that there is a higher power that helps energize us, to give us the confidence, the will, the wisdom, and the knowledge to move us forward with solutions and finding peace as we move about in our being. So, Pastor Yeti, I want to thank you for allowing me to sit in as a commentator this week. I love each and every one of you. We want to thank Pastor Terry Wilson, Good News Baptist Church over there on Vernon and 2nd Avenue. Man, this guy is out giving to the people. He is giving back to the people in and around his community and beyond. So we thank God for each and everybody who has come aboard this show. And remember, every Monday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., tell a friend and tune in to the world's greatest Monday morning radio talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones talk show. Yeah, they call him Justice Eddie. Yes, sir, because this show is written, and you are in here. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Give a big hand for Clarence and Allen with the commentary. Commentary. Wow. I want to close out the show by saying
hey,
to everybody,
Eddie,
thank you. Yes, sir. Yes.
Can I have 45 seconds?
Yes, sir, 45 seconds. Go right ahead. To everybody out there, you know, to God be the glory, and may everyone have a wonderful, phenomenal week. Remember, I always tell you, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember that the best is yet to come. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And remember, your vote counts. Your vote counts. But if you don't vote, it doesn't count. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter who's whatever. Don't let anyone take away your valuable, valuable vote. Remember, people died for you to have the right to vote. People were hung and castrated and beat, and some of their paperwork was thrown in the trash as soon as they walked out the door. So it's just so important that we exercise our right to vote. And don't forget, on August the 28th, Andrea King and Martin Luther King Jr. are going to be marching on Washington, D.C. Because of the voting rights things that are going on in the state of Georgia and across the United States. In some states, they still want to keep us from having the right to vote. So Andrea King, the daughter of Martin Luther King Jr. and the son of Martin Luther King Jr., Martin Luther King III, will be marching in Washington, D.C. I don't know if I'm going to be there this time, but I was there the last time, but I don't know if I'll be able to go this time. I would like to go, but there's other pending things that are going on right here in the state of California right now that have my attention, such as the Delta variant and the COVID-19. And so I want to say to you all, have a wonderful, phenomenal, fantastic day. It's been a great, phenomenal, fantastic show, and you are all amazing. God bless you. I love you, and the best is yet to come. And so, you know, I always ask the question. The real question is, what's going on, y'all? What's going on? God bless you. Peace.
Hey, what's up, man?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.